You will have to hear. It's so important in the service that you have to hear the scriptures. It's important. The scriptures is the foundation for any teaching, any sermon, any spiritual lesson you're going to learn in the house of God. So the scriptures are very important. We'll go over some very important scriptures. The subject and the scriptures are supposed to correlate and give you another step to take. And so I would ask you to pay close attention. I have a prophecy, a prophetical word for you. All of it go along with this message from this morning. So I ask you to take your seat, turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. We prayed already. We've been to the altar. We had intercessory prayer. Matthew chapter 6. Come on, son. It's very important that we get the scripture. I receive, sir. Get the scriptures in place for the revelation to have a pathway to bring us in. In Matthew chapter 6, you have the glorious Our Father prayer. It's the way Jesus taught us how to pray. But I want to focus on the 10th verse. Focus on the 10th verse. And we'll take the whole 13th verse too. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth. How? As it is in heaven. So the two are supposed to correlate. What happened on earth should be correlating with what happened in heaven. And the 13th verse said, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thank God. Yes, and he says now, he gives us another aspect to look for the kingdom. For thine is the kingdom. Then he goes on, you see. And what? And what else? So the three run together, right? What the three is?
Kingdom, power.
All right. I want you to keep that in mind. Now, turn to Hebrews chapter 12. If the kingdom of God is an unmovable kingdom, and if that kingdom lives on the inside of me, I can live an unmovable life. Come on with me. It's a kingdom that can't be moved because it's so powerful. And so the same power that is in that kingdom is in my life. Because the Bible said the kingdom of God is what? Within you, right? All right, now, we need to take that up on in the spirit realm and then bring it down in our life for manifestation on a daily basis. I want you to write the subject down now. How to wear, W-E-A-R, your kingdom I am identity. How to wear your kingdom I am identity. In other words, no matter what come up, that I am identity that you have in the kingdom overtakes that. Now you got to operate in the spirit world. It's very simple, but I got to say it. You have to continuously operate in faith. Feelings are flaky, facts are flaky, fear will come, but you got to know that it is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence they not seen. Now, in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, the Holy Spirit revealed to me, we talked about it a couple Sundays ago, about the church and the kingdom. We said the kingdom did not come out of the church. Talk to me, girl. The church came out of the kingdom. Organized religion. Now, I know I'm going to get in trouble this morning, but no Baptist going to heaven. no Catholic, no Word of Faith, no Methodist, none of them going to heaven. So I shut all them denominations down, and none of them going to heaven. Who you think you are? If that Baptist is not born again, if that Church of God of Christ person is not born again, they're not going to heaven. The ticket to heaven is being born again. What have happened? The church had become so worldly organized by men that they have not functioned in their full power. They're functioning in denominational power, not in kingdom power. Talk to me here. Now, I want to train you to function in kingdom power. Don't be functioning talking about you a Baptist, you that and that. Thank God. I mean, that's men organized that. And then what they did is, instruction in that, they pushed the apostle and the prophet on the side. So they can do it like they want. So they start with bishop, popes, and all kind of stuff. Organized religion. And so therefore the Holy Ghost has not been able to function and operate like he wants to function and operate. But I tell you, about 20 minutes to 25 minutes here this morning, I want you to experience the glory. I'm asking the Holy Ghost to back me up these few moments. I'm asking it to back up. Where you sitting at, I want the Holy Ghost to sit in your seat and shake you and let you know you're about to be promoted into another realm in the spirit. We've been too churchy and not enough kingdom. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, the Bible says the kingdom of God is within you. Now, so let me try to take you there as the spirit leads. And now look in, now watch the words here. In Hebrews chapter 12, you're in a new position, he's saying. Look at the 22nd verse now of that 12th chapter of Hebrews. Watch what happened. Seven powerful names going to be called out. Seven powerful names going to be called out. And all these names to give us, now watch the words I'm saying now, listen, divine backup. Say that.
Divine.
Always remember, my brother and sister, no matter, because you're a child of God and because the kingdom of God is in you, no matter what you're going through, it might be some of your weaknesses, but remember you have divine
backup.
Oh, you ain't never one. Four people say it. Divine
backup.
Those words are so powerful to know that as a child of God, when I leave here today, somebody gonna turn left, but I'm gonna turn right. But that divine backup turning right with me.
Yes.
Say divine backup.
Divine
backup. That means nothing impossible. That means whatever looked like is over that was supposed to be a blessing to you, it's not over. God's still with me.
I have
divine
backup.
That means
nothing,
absolutely nothing,
is impossible
to happen in my life. Now, that's kingdom thinking. That's not church thinking, because the church been disorganized. I'm not going to be quiet up in here, but I'm not scared. And the church has been disorganized, and it's been the power of the real church been neutralized. Too many programs, not enough power. Too much partyism. We should not, ain't no black church, ain't no white church. You get that food from tomorrow. The black church going down. Ain't no black church going down. The church ain't going down. They got a few little Mickey Mouse out there making little foodie stuff. But that don't mean that the church strong as ever been. I know we're strong up in here. Why? We know we have divine backup. I don't care what come on the news. I don't care what organized religion says. I'm living with divine backup every day of my life. When I get up in the morning, I got divine backup. Now, Koparesha, enforcing this, we're going to read the enforcers. What type of atmosphere, what type of atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere, do we have backing us up? We're going to read it, but I want you to see it. It's sevenfold we're about to read now. This kingdom have a sevenfold backup. And with you every day. It's so powerful, you won't miss this. And I'll give you the prophecy in a few moments. All right. In the 22nd verse, in my Bible, they call a city of the living God. I don't know what yours said. But you are coming to Mount Zion. You see that?
Yes,
unto the city of what?
The living God.
The living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable. You mean to tell me, Reverend, that whenever I'm going through something,
yes,
I always have an innumerable, that's the other word, an uncountable,
yes,
number of angels,
yes, sir,
waiting to fight on my behalf?
Uh-huh.
I believe I'll call on them. I'll be the next thing I'm going to deal with. I say, angel, take care of that for me.
Yes.
Holy Ghost, take care of that for me.
Yes.
You heard it?
Yes.
Angels, take care of that for me.
Yes.
See, that don't even give you no spark.
Yes.
It's because the revelation had to be there. You just sit there, you know, that night, the angel give it. But if it become a reality to you, breathe, Holy Ghost. It become a reality that you have these supernatural beings around you all the time waiting on you to give them an assignment. All right, I ask a question. What the last assignment and when your angel got? See, y'all get so deep spiritually, but now, right now, what the last assignment you give your angel? Now, I mean, really give the assignment to them. Say, look, angel, I can't handle this. The Bible says, God's word says, you with me. I need you to handle this because I know you're real.
Yes.
Now, tell the person next to you, start giving your angels assignment. They're waiting on you. And you got a numeral. What that word a numeral mean? Huh? Can't count them? You think they ain't here? Do you believe you got an angel sitting next to you? Sitting on top of the poison sitting next to you. I don't know who this word for, but your difficulties has been handcuffed by your angel. That what you were going through before you came here has been handcuffed by your angel, that it cannot mess with you anymore. All you got to do is say, I take that. Say it, I take that. In the spirit, I take that. For angels, I'm hearing the spirit say, for angels carry with them divine handcuffs. When the enemy act up in a pushing life who know their rights, who give the angel charge, that angel pull out them supernatural divine handcuff, meaning you ain't gonna never get loose no more. Meaning you gone forever. You will never be able to bring this back in her life again. Holy Spirit, I need a visitation in you this morning. Because this is so powerful. It's almost, sit down and get back to verse 23. Come here, we're going, I'm going to name them seven things that activates your kingdom citizenship every day. The seven things that are named that are foundational of the kingdom that cannot be moved. We're going to read down here. It's an unmovable kingdom. Watch what happened. Here we keep naming it. 23rd. The General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, yea, he is, the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect. They're already up there. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, he is there. And oh my, look what next. Talking blood. And to the blood of sprinkling that speak better things than that of Abel. All right, now so in those three verses, I need to give it to you now. So I wrote down, know the foundation of the kingdom of God. Heavenly Jerusalem, the city of God, a numerous company of angels, church of the firstborn written in heaven, God, the judge of all is your divine backup, spirit of just men made perfect, it's right there in the scripture. Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, right there in the scripture. The blood of sprinkling speaks better thing than Abel. So right there, I want you to write in your note the sevenfold foundation of the kingdom of God that is within me. Write those verses. I want you to go read them over. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. The sevenfold foundation of the kingdom that is in me. In other words, I have those seven powers backing me up all the time. All right, now, go to verse 25. See that you refuse him not that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape, or we turn away from him that what? Some of y'all not following me. Y'all waiting on a hoop. Hoop, hoop. That's it. Listen. Verse 26? Read 27 now, right? We never read 26? All right. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. This word, yet once more, signified. Now watch this. Now see yourself here now. The removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Yes, now look at verse 28. The next time you get shook up by something that's trying to take you over, I want you to remember this. Wherefore we receive in a what?
A kingdom
which cannot what?
Be.
You underline that in your Bible? You highlight it? We receive a kingdom that cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverently and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Right, now here you got those seven things in that verse I want you to go over. Here's the word from the Lord for this morning. I could be better if you let me. The time is right, but you must permit your mind to be right. See, that's where Satan traffic is in your mind. moving out of regular living and stepping into revelation living. Begin to wear the mark of righteousness everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. For you see, the time has been, will be no more. Other words, every person in the sound of my voice here and around the world, you putting on a new garment this morning. You not just a church member, you a kingdom citizen. And you got those seven back up. You got the blood, you got Jesus. We were just read. Are you with me? Come on, are you with me? For you see, the time that has been will be no more. He's speaking that prophetically to you. The time that has been, in any bad time you had, shall not be no more. You know why? Listen very carefully. You're going to have a different person open in the door. The next time the enemy knock, yeah, you're going to have a prayer warrior. You're going to have somebody walking in revelation, but then that kingdom citizen going to be standing there with that sevenfold backup. I'm not just a church member. I'm a kingdom citizen. And I got this backup that can't be moved. Now, children, it's not going to work by feeling. It's not going to work by feeling. This is a revelation, and your faith is going to have to take you there. I want to be real mean. What about you? I got to read my own writing, you know. And then when I wrote it, I was half drunk. The baller was my Bible. The time has been, will be no more. Enter into this new realm of victory and triumph that have been paid for by my son. Yes, you adore me and I adore you, but the time has come for us to be one in every action. Deteriorating pain is leaving you now. Because my plan for your life will become clearer today. And you are going to walk in a higher dimension of my presence. Give the Lord praise. 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 How to wear your kingdom I am identity. Footnote this. I am in the kingdom and the kingdom in me. Say it. I'm in the kingdom and the kingdom in me. Now, here are some things that you had to watch. Never let the traffic of life, never let the traffic of life take you out of the power of your identity in God and his kingdom. Never let it go. You're always going to have traffic, but don't let that traffic don't run you. Never let the traffic of life take you out your kingdom position. What you going to do? Stay in the flow of kingdom wisdom at all time. God can't fail. Therefore, if God can't fail, it means, and if God living on the inside of me, and if God got my attention, if God can't fail, Jerry Dean can't fail. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
What is that song with hush? Hush. Somebody calling my name. Oh, hush. You. In other words, the Spirit of God just spoke to you. I don't know what your age is. I don't know how long you've been here. But your failing days are over. I didn't say your failing days are over. Come on now. Come on. I didn't say your failing days are over. I say your failing days. Because from this day forward, your feelings should not run you anymore. You live, I walk by faith. I walk by faith and not by feeling. I walk by faith and not by facts. Jesus said, you shall know the truth. And the truth will set you free. And then he gives us his threefold. I am the way. What you dealing with? Wait a minute. What you dealing with? I want to talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, let that Jesus talk to you. Jesus said, tell you, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no matter what's going on. No matter how things look. No matter how you feel. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No matter what you're going through. I'm the way out. I'm the truth about it. And I got life. I'm going to give you right in the midst of it. Whatever it is you're dealing with right now. I want you to notice I said, I am. Not I'm trying to be. Not someday. I never leave that position. I live on the inside of you. So you always got the way on the inside of you. You always got the truth on the inside of you. You always got the life on the inside of you. No matter what come up, you got this threefold anointing ready to function in your life. The way, the truth, and the life. Those are kingdom qualities. Witness to a young man, young lady, nice looking young lady, quiet, me and my wife. And he said, there's another occasion. She said, me and my wife is at a restaurant. I said, you born again? She said, what? What is that? So I got her saved. We prayed the prayer. And she said, thank you, sir, real nice. And he said, so I'm Catholic. I turn my head and laugh. I say, you ain't Catholic no more. You was Catholic. You see what I'm saying? She didn't know no different. See, I wasn't raised, but I was a certain age, but I was Catholic. I mean, just tell me you go to church and you get Catholic, you're Catholic, you're Baptist, or you're Methodist, you know. But none of that, I'm going to tell you right now, I know what some people are feeling. And none of that don't mean nothing to God. Matter of fact, Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, and all this religion actually divided God's plan. Come on, I'm talking about the black church going down. Where you get that from? The black church got a lot of problems. It got problems in all churches that don't know they're the kingdom. We ain't got no abortion problem here. No, because the word running it. Ain't no man running this church. The word running this thing. So we got peace. You come here every time, you're going to have peace. You ain't going to have nobody act no fool up in here. I got men who will knock you out. Just knock you out and ask me after, Pastor, should I hit him? See, those not no altar boys I have standing up here. They have prayed already. Sit down and give you a few more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Glory to God. Come on.
Glory to God.
Help me. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
My answer is here today.
Hallelujah.
I'm blessed.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
The kingdom of God
lives on the
inside of me. And I live in the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
I'm not just a church member.
I'm
a child of the living God.
I
walk by faith and not by sight.
I'm designed by God
to live the good life.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I drink from a supernatural fountain.
I eat from a supernatural table.
I live a supernatural
life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have joy
unspeakable
and full of glory
on the inside of me.
Hallelujah.
Everybody need a covering. Don't just marry anybody. Bring them somewhere where somebody can jerk some snack out of them. See, I talk to your rough men. Say, sit down. I say, shut up. Just keep. See, I'm testing you. Shut up. You just talk too much. And you ain't used to that. You say, man, you don't talk to me like that. I'm going to smack your back, though. I'm going to tell you right now. But it's all in love. Sit down. Let me preach a little more. Real cool.
Hallelujah.
Now, this statement here is powerful, Jim. This statement is so powerful. Keep setting in the bosom of grace and mercy. Keep setting in the bosom of grace and mercy. Good God Almighty. Keep setting in the bosom of grace. Living in your kingdom, resurrected identity daily. And he said, you are here to unfold the divine purpose of the kingdom, to glorify God and his work. Let your life glorify God. Let your life magnify Jesus. Let your life edify the body of Christ. See, that woman there, she a Christian. I know she's a Christian. She carry herself like, she walk like a Christian. She talk like a Christian. Building, now this is very important. I want to elaborate on this for a few minutes. Building the kingdom of God culture is our assignment that no other culture will ever think they can disrespect God and his word. They're coming up with all these different cultures now. But if the body of Christ culture is built right with the kingdom of God functioning in it, they can come up with what they want. They can't come up and talk about, you don't love me because you don't look, because you don't let me do my sin. No, love ought to stop you from sinning. Love don't hug you and tell you everything all right and you disrespecting God. But it got these cultures being built, but the cultures don't bother a church that's walking in the kingdom of God. We're building a kingdom culture. What a kingdom culture consists of? Righteousness. Look at Romans 14 quickly. Verse 7. Righteousness. Peace. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness. Peace. Joy in the Holy Ghost. And the kingdom of God is not, I think it's 1 Corinthians 4:20. It's not a kingdom of word, but power. You got to be powerful to be a Christian. You can't be no little weakling. You got to be able to say, in Jesus' name, and expect everything to change. By the power of the blood. You're not just saying words. You got divine backup. In him I live. I move. And I have my being.
Hallelujah.
The The old Baptist song, I love the Lord, for you heard my cry and pitied every groan. He's a good God, but he's a powerful God. Hallelujah. He's the real God. He caused me to walk in righteousness for 57 years. Ever since I was saved, I never went back out in the street. Never going back. I found something better. But it's not going to come to you unless you study his word. You got to meditate his word and let his word talk to you. Don't you do all the talking. Let him do some talking. I wouldn't swap this life for nothing. I love to be holy. I love to be sanctified. I love to repent when I mess up. Lord, forgive me. I want to get back right. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God said, tell you you're on your way to total victory. Every day of your life, total victory. See, oh yeah, I know what I want to tell you. Here's where the enemy robbed you at. He takes you out of the present moment and takes you back in the past or take you into the future. Always be in the present. You always tell me it ain't happened to me now. See. What are you? Use your mind and time to take you out of God's presence. Don't let him do it. I say, don't let him do it. The opening text we read tell us how this kingdom is put together and held in place. No matter what or who or what show up, they will be shut down. All these little sissies and all these little sissies and prisses and all that come, their tail will be shut down. They can pray, I don't care how much money they got, I don't care how big they think they are. You know, you oh Lord, I don't want to get on that too much, Lord, but you. You got two women with a baby, that baby got a daddy somewhere. You not my daddy. You cannot be my daddy. Watch over your children. Slap that boy if he look weak. Slap him twice. He said, you ever look weak? Slap, slap. I'm talking to you, little friend. Slap him. Well, you better walk straight, boy. Mm-hmm. See, they were scared to talk. They don't want to talk about that. Get them earrings out of them boys' ear. Earrings up in your nose. What? A nose ring. That's slavery, babe. I got over here. I had a good sermon going. Now I'm talking about these little sissies. And they don't want to do that. But you got to watch over them. You see what I'm saying? Lord have mercy. Turn to Hebrews 1:16. I'm going to give you 4 or 5 scriptures and I'm gone. 15 scriptures and then I'm gone. No. Yeah, right. Those of you taking note, here's how you constantly produce kingdom boldness. What I say, kingdom what? Boldness. I'm going to show you how to do it. How to produce kingdom boldness. Hebrews 1:16. How to produce kingdom boldness. I know I had the right scripture. Is the right scripture? Is it such a thing? No, I ain't got the wrong. Ooh, boldness. I got the wrong scripture. 4:16. Go to 4:16. Who that helped me that preach? All right, help me preach here. Hebrews 4:16. Well, that's the one that said, let us therefore come boldly. Yeah. You see it? Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I'm gone from that. I said 116, it's 416. Why are you still at 116? I'm gone. I ain't worrying myself. I'm human. I ain't worrying myself about that. I ain't trying to be proper. All I want to do is get to the scripture, baby. We there. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. We can find, obtain mercy and find grace there. Mercy and grace make me bold. I got the mercy of God with me and the grace of God with me wherever I go. One step of mercy. The next step, grace. Next step, mercy. Next step, grace. That's what I'm talking about. Mercy, grace, mercy, grace. You can't stop nobody like that. I'm a mercy walker. I'm a grace walker. I'm a mercy talker. I'm a grace talker. I got supernatural backup everywhere I go. I can call on mercy. I can call on grace when nobody else have to answer. Got mercy boldness and grace boldness on my life. Give me 5 minutes. I'm going to close in a minute. Woo! Then it said, come boldly. Don't come like you don't have a right to come. God, I'm up here. I need some boldness. I need some grace. I need some mercy to deal with this thing. Call him up. Tell him what you want. I want mercy. I want grace. It's my divine right as a kingdom citizen to walk in God's mercy and his grace. Then in Isaiah 26:3-4, write this note down. Keep yourself wrapped in kingdom blessing. Keep yourself wrapped. Isaiah 26:3. Keep yourself. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Look at the next word. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is what? I don't know what y'all come here to hear. That's the Bible, isn't it? Yeah, I'm going to give y'all the Bible. You need the Bible. Keeping all yokes destroyed that come from the enemy. Keeping all yokes destroyed that comes from the enemy. Isaiah 10:27. One of my favorite verses. Isaiah 10:27. You got your shouting glow? Yes, sir. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke. Why? And the yoke. Then he put another yoke on you in Matthew 11:27-30, you know. Take my yoke up on you. Huh? Yes, sir. The next thing is, permit no stronghold in your life. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3-6. I bet you that's the right scripture. Next one is knowing how to wear the kingdom yoke at all times. I just said about it, Matthew 11:27-30. Always favor God's righteous cause. You listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. Knowing how to keep your kingdom armor on at all times. Finally, my brother, and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Breastplate of righteousness. Hammer of salvation. Shield of faith. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Always keep that armor on. Ephesians 6:10-18. That I wrote down here for you. It's cross your legs and sit at the kingdom table. Psalm 23, well, look at that quickly. Psalm 23:4-5. Psalm 23, cross your legs and sit at the kingdom table. Hallelujah. I'm looking at the lady. I'm going to get in trouble. But just cross your leg right now. Can you cross your leg? I look at the leg, cross them one way. Just cross them at the ankle if you can, if you can't get them. If you can't get it all the way up at the top, you know, cross it at the ankle. And see yourself sitting at the kingdom table. Look at it. Yeah, do I walk through the valley in the shadow of death? See, the, in this world system, you see, I walk through the valley. I will fear no evil. Say it. I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. See, you came through the valley. You came through the valley, but you're going to sit at the table. See, you're going through the valley. Every day you're going through that valley. Enemy, but you're on your way to sit at the table. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. Get the next verse. Yes, sir. Now I prepare a table for me when all the enemies are gone. What? You mean tell me I can sit at that table today with all this hell going on now, all these different things they say going on? In the church, but not in the kingdom. In the man-made church, there's a lot of crazy things going on, but it's not going on in the kingdom. In organized religion, because I'm telling you, Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, Church of God in Christ, Word of Faith, all the name is organized religion. God never meant for us to be divided. For me to say I'm Baptist and you to say you Catholic. We're all children of God. And Satan used that over the years without the apostle and the prophet, because the apostle and the prophet would have cut that off. That's why the apostle cutting it off right now. You know why the apostle cutting it off? Because the apostle independent. I ain't got to depend on no organization for my ministry. So I can cut them. I can say it, that Baptist, Catholic, or whatever your name is, Church of God in Christ, Methodist, that is not of God. Because it's saying, you say, we're all both children of God, right? We accept Jesus Christ. I'm Catholic, me. I'm Methodist. Now, we just got divided. Y'all don't want me to preach in here, but that's all right. No, I'm a child of God. And if you're born again, you my brother. I don't care what you got, that little Catholic tag on you. I'll slap you side of the head. We sisters and brothers. I don't care what color your skin is. And let me close here. Y'all stop being black defeated. Waiting on somebody else to complete you. Ain't nobody owe me nothing. You ain't got to give me nothing. I'm taking it. What's right, Mom? I'm taking it. I got some people passing my house, don't want to look. I'm sitting there with my leg crossed reading the Bible. They don't want to look, but I look at them. Man don't determine how you're going to come out. God already said, I've come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. Huh? Y'all talk to me. Don't send me no black certificate. I don't want no certificate talking about you're doing a great black work. What? My wife, them knew what was going to happen. My wife and Leroy Jr., I know they schemed on me there. They hid that thing because they know I'll take it back. I can't find. They're trying to keep me decent. Stand on your feet. Man said, as for me and my heart, we're going to serve the Lord. Man, I had an instruction given me about a month ago or 2 months ago to catch my wife's hand for sure every day and pray three minutes in the Holy Ghost. Larry ain't been doing that, Patricia? You know you next, right? Ladu been doing that? Mm. Well, you got your head down somewhere for Kevin. Look, I'm over here. I don't know. He just told me to do it. We do it. We did it this morning. You know what I mean? You got to pray no 3 hours. We just catch our hand. I tell you what, it brought a greater dimension. And Carol and I got a good relationship, but it brought a greater dimension. We think better alike. And that's just 3 minutes. You say, well, I'm not mad. Catch a chair. Yeah, I mean, I'm so tall to get yourself focused, you know what I'm saying? Find your favorite chair and hold that chair. Lord, please don't let the wrong one come sit in this chair. Online, if there's someone who needs